Shmaitzah Shir, Monday night, or Yud Zayin Kislev. We're in Shmaitzah Zayin, the end of Perek Chaf. We're going to start from, dealt with a lot of issues here. In the words of the Shmaitzah, it's like towards the end of Perek Chaf. You want to help me find it? We're going to start with the words of Vareish Perek Kama Degit. Ubereish Perakama Degitin. The end of Perak Chaf, Ubereish Perakama Degitin. Yirmi, did you get my message about Wednesday?
No, I
don't. Not so, yeah?
That doesn't appear.
No, I'm talking about the hat now. Oh, yeah, you have tomorrow, because I can't go tomorrow. You can't take a second. Don't you have a secretary? You go, hey, girl. What good is a secretary if you can't order her around? What good is having a secretary if you can't order her around? You don't send them out for coffee?
Oh, here, this is the second season.
Okay. We'll be raised para comma to get
here, right?
I don't like sitting on my back to the arm like this. And whoever wants me to sit more in the center should come.
Right.
Doesn't come, he doesn't have a school to tell me where to sit. I am in a shir which is Makayim and Tazveni Yom, Yomayim and Zeko. Maybe.
Are we going there? Should we claim our territory?
Hey, what happened? We're 50 guys.
No, by 8:30 they come. They come in at 8:30. Bereish kama the gittin. Okay, we have this is gittin, good old gittin. Bahad the Amrusham. You have Rabbah, that the reason a get, a shliach that brings a get Mimdina Sayon has to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, is because the name Mimdina Sayon, they're not aware that you have to write a get l'shma, so he's Makayim the get, and then the Bez Ben Esim was a written l'shma, so he's made in the fact that they're written l'shma. So the more it, what?
Why don't they just ask him if it's written
l'shma? The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara talks about that. The Rishonim talk about that. The Sugya and the Reish Gittin.
The Kash of the Gemara.
So, the Gemara says, why don't you need two Eidim? Why should the Shliach be Neman? If in effect what's going on is an Eidus that was written l'shma, then it's a Dabash Berva, Boi Shnayim. The Gemara says, because on the Nireisal level, you can show me Chad Mechazaka, that the Safra, the Daini know what they're doing, and they are not a Maratzim, they know what they're doing, and they write it Lishma. So it's only on the Drabonon level, and Rabbanon decided to believe the Eidus. Okay.
So he's not verifying the signatures?
He is, well, he's saying before I nechta, before I nechta. In effect, he's doing both. He's talking about the signatures, he's the mayor that it was done Kedasu Kedin, everything was done properly.
Then live one aid.
Yeah, that's the
knowing all through the aid that the Dayana.
Yeah, that's the most cash.
No, but the Dayana says that the Dayana know what they're doing, but we only know that this valid Dayana from the aid.
Well, why?
No,
you have a get in front of you, you have a star, and if you're right, so you assume it was done properly.
No, but you don't
know
if it's real until
no, we don't have a suffix that it's a counterfeit get.
So what's
when
he's Makayim? That's the Machokis, Rabba and Rabba, right? One is Adam Makayim.
That it was done with Tzivri Habau, and it was done with Shema.
Oh, we don't have a thought that it's a judge's.
We don't think it's something you buy in a stationery store, like, you know.
Oh, so we just have them all the other?
You just have to make sure it was done kedin. Now, the Gemara says, on the Diraisa level, you can assume it was done kedin. And only Rabbanan said you have to verify it again. Now, why do Rabbanan say you have to verify it again? So the Gemara doesn't just say, Midrabbanan, you have to. The Gemara gives a knage, which gives rise to what the Shmaitz is going to say. The Gemara says, that maybe the Baal found a get written with his name, the name of a person similar to him, and a wife similar to his wife's name. And then they threw it away, they changed their minds, and the Baal found the get. So the Rabbana were afraid of that. So that's why the Shliach has to say, this is the get. The get that was ordered written. That's the way Rashi learns. So the Reish Merakamah, the get learning inside the night. So, Bahad the Omru Shom, Tham Safri the Daini, Nigmer Gemiri, Rabbanan Uta Atzrich. Now, why Rabbanan Atzrich? Rashi doesn't want to learn Stam. The Rabbanon, they are Amaratzim. Rather, he makes a dreidel out of it. Because of Rashi's al Rabbanon Uta Atzrich, Lamechash Lamil, so Rabbanon were afraid, maybe he'll find a get that was written, he found it. And he found it. That's the Rabbanon's chashash.
Very uncommon,
that.
No? That's like weird.
Yeah. Oh, Manushah, the kosher. It must be talking about Huchsagush, the Yosef and Shimon. Or else, like, Mechitesi, to be chashish for such a thing. So Taisu says, then even if the get was written properly, it's a possible get. If you hold like Rameyer, that Eide Chasima Karti, that Eide Chasima Karti, the get has to be Muchach Mitocha. That's the magic words. If Eide Chasima Karti, then the get has to be Muchach Mitocha, that it's a kosher get. So if there's two people, Huchsuk in the city with that name, you can't write again. You have to write a third generation. Because it's not Muchach Mitocho in the get, who wrote it? So that's Toysus Kashan Rashi. Toysus asks, Shom, because the Huchsuk is Yosef and Shimon, it must be talking about Huchsuk and Yosef and Shimon, or else, like, Toysus would be Chayshus or such a thing. So then even if Afilo Nichtav Lashmoy, Apostle Agarish Boy. The das from mayor that Eide Chasima Karte, and you need the boy she mutach mitocho ayin shom. That's places kashan rashi.
It's easier hooksack, and you couldn't write it, or you're not hooksack, and there shouldn't be a chashash.
Exactly.
What do you mean Eide Chasima Karte?
That's that's like the whole Maseches Gittin. So much of Maseches Gittin is founded upon a famous machlokes tanaim of Eide Chatima Karte or Eide Mesira Karte. What is the main edus of the get that makes the get work? The edim that are there where the get is nimsar from the man to the lady, or the edim that signed in the get? Which was the main edus? No. We have both. It's enormously complicated, really. It's Hashem, I see you learning Dafyomi now. So, you're learning Yavamis. So, bis.
Not that I know.
Doesn't matter. So, bis. Then Dorim, then Nazir, then Saita. And then you'll learn Git.
How am I going to sleep till then?
What do you want to know? There's a machlokas, even what the machlokas is. I'm telling it to you in very longisha, simplified form. What is the main edus of a get? Some say if you hold Eide Chasima Karte, you don't need Eide Mesira at all. What's your edus that he gave it to her?
Yes.
That's a very long edus. Because if Eide are signed in a get, they're attesting that the get is a proper get. And if the woman waives the get, then it lives an edus that it was given to her properly also. That's what some hold. Some Rishonim hold that even if you hold Eide Chasima Karte, you need Eide Mesira also for the act of Mesina. But the Kashrus HaGet, what gives the get its validity, is Eide Chasima. If you hold Eide Mesira, you don't need Eidim signed on the get at all. The Mishnah says Beferish, Eidim only sign on the get according to this Mandi Omar, Bipnei Tikkun HaOlam, in case, or else how does she prove she's divorced? If you only had Eidim Mesira, she would always have to bring those Eidim to Beis Din to prove that she's divorced. What do you do if they die? What do you do if they go move away? So they signed the get. But Eidim Mesira, okay, good? The issue of karting means, from the word krisus, a get is koris. What gives the get its, what's the engine of the get? What gives the get its koach? Its oomph. Its koach to be poil gerishin, if you really want to talk fancy. Is it eide chasimu or eide mesira? Again, the machlekes rishonim, if you hold eide chasimu karti, what do you need eide mesira also? Not for the karti part, but for the act of Messina, to be mayor, that there was an act of Messina. You still need that. You know, so some hold yeah, some hold you don't need it. Edom Asira Karthik does not need Edom in the get at all. The Edom that give the get its oomph are the Edom that witness the handing of the get from the husband to the woman. There's one of the ripple effects, ramifications of this machlokes, is Tosfos says in a few places in Gittin, is the din of Muchach Mitochel. Yodei de Chatima Karte, then the get itself, the Nusach HaGet, the get itself has to be Muchach Mitochel, whose get it is. Like, if there's two Yosef and Shimon's, and you just write Yosef and Shimon, it's a puzzle of get. If you hold Edom Asira Karte, it doesn't matter, because they look and they see this guy give the get to this woman. If the get could be made out of a material that could be forged. So if you hold Edom Asira Karte, it could. But you get Edom Asira with it, they read the get, and they saw the guy, and he said, yeah, this is my get. So there's no problem. But if you hold Edom Asira Karte, that's part of being Muchach Mitochel. That it can't be on a Ksav Sheyochel is dying. This is all superficial, very quickly, in a thumbnail sketch of what's going on. So that's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi, as our friend here so succinctly put it. If it's not Huchzaku, why would it be Chayshish with such a crazy thing? And if it is Huchzaku, then it gets possible, according to our mayor. And then a lot of ink has been spilled to try to work out that the Mishnah is Rameyer also. So, like, you have to be able to say it's Rameyer. Okay. Weiter in the Shmaitzer. V'chein Arash, but Varan b'chidushos. Also, is the Kasha. V'chein b'feirusha al-arif kostu v'zel v'shono. Now, the Ran is going to give a teretz. This is the Ran. Right, remember, he's a takeoff from Rashi. Bavel Bishen Chayshin Lishne Yosef Ben Shimon. He's going to say it's talking about low hooks. Aye, Bavel Bishen Chayshin Lishne Yosef Ben Shimon. Elim Kain Hooksuku. But Kina Nikanam Muta, the Muta, the Safrid, Loigami Chayshinan, Ayan Shah. That's the Ran's theory. That Yemen Sarah for a few Muta here. Remember this whole problem? There are a Mute Seferim that don't write the Shema. Can mess you up. And this is also a miyut, maybe a big fall from this Yosef, from some guy named Yosef ben Shimon. So, the chayshish, we put the chayshoshes together, the calculator, and we say, okay, the rabbanon, you have to be chayshish, there's a problem here. That's, now the Shmaitzer wants to say his thing. He just brought down the Ran. Well, if he mashed Gosav Rashi, but according to Rashi, that Lo Huchsuku means that we're talking about a name. So we don't know anybody else by that name is like almost a Huchsuku that not. Because a name, that's how you know people. You look up in the phone book, there's no other Yosef ben Shimon. So the thing that you go to Rashi, Dakan Loi Chashim, and say Yosef ben Shimon, but Loi Huchsuk, Elabashu Huchsuk Shainshim, oh, Yosef ben Shimon Achim. That's what lo huchsuku means. And kein heichad lo know the cloud. If you don't know, shapach hashim lo lishna yezik mshimitz. You have a simple teretz to Rashi.
But it's still called muchach mitocho.
It's still called muchach mitocho because it's lo huchsuk. You don't know that there's another one. So in dine muchach mitocho. It's this one because you don't know of another one. But in the halacha. But
lo huchsuk means two different things.
No,
lo huchsuk by
it's lo huchsuk.
Lo huchsuk means you don't know.
Yeah, but by lo huchsuk
it means you know there's nobody else.
Yeah, that if a get gets lost and it's lo huchsuk, so to give it back or to know that it's that get, so you have to you need the madrega of the huchsuk that not.
It's two shots of huchsuk. It's two shots of lo huchsuk.
It's not a Gemara that says the word Lohuchzak. It's just it's a Rashi.
But he used that Rashi against the students.
No. But the Rashi says that the Rabbanan Yechayshish for another Yosef Ben Shimon. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody used the word Huchzak or Lohuchzak. The Shmaitz is talking. So he's saying it's talking about this middle case that is a, it's enough of a Lohuchzak that.
Rashi says.
Talking about that Rashi.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about the Rashi that says.
Same
Rashi says, why did Rabbanan need the Shliach to say, Vanei Nechta? Was they were afraid. Rabbanan, with your eyes, you have nothing to be afraid of. With the Rabbanan, you're afraid, he found the gap that was written for someone else with the same name. That's why you need the eight to say, Vanei Nechta. So Rashi doesn't say Huchzak, he doesn't say Lo Huchzak. Says you're afraid of another guy with that name. Frank, to be shown him, you must be talking about Huchzak. You wouldn't have such a crazy chashash by Lo Huchzak. And if it's Huchzak, it gets possible. Answers the Shmaitza that Rashi, we're afraid there's another guy. There's got to be that chashash that there's another guy, and that's why you need an aid to say before I nechta. So yeah, we're afraid until you reach the Madrega of Huchzak Shalom, you're afraid, but it's still Huchzak Mitofa to that Madrega of saying it's like a semi ziyuch that you don't say. Okay, that's the Shmaitz. According to this Rashi that I've been pushing all along for this whole perek, so I can answer the kasha on a different Rashi. I mean, it's the same Rashi, but it's a different Rashi. Now he's going to ask the kasha on Tosfos. Kasha li b'divrei Tosfos shesocharnu. Because when she goes for a kol aget, we hold the huchsuku that Tosfos, he brought down a Tosfos that says that if ain shayoros mitzuyos, you're not chayshish for shnei yosef and shimon even by huchsuk. Behold the huchsuk over the shchichi shayoros the loy chayshin. Why? Because you know one guy lost the get, so there are indications that it's him. So you don't go looking for someone else, even if it's huchsuk. If it's ain shayoros mitzuyos, do the shayoros mitzuyos like the whole world is part of the chashash now. But if it's no Sheyoris Mitzuyas, so even if it's Huchzak, but there's no reason, no, you wouldn't think it's someone else, you know it gets fell from him. Partially,
there's no chance that the get is lost altogether. Why do we think it's lost?
Well, we know a guy who lost the get. We found the get in the street. And a guy comes and he says he lost it. We believe him, he lost the get.
It's something you say, funny, not time.
No, we'll stop. We're in a different case now. A get was found. We're not talking about.
Oh, we know a get was found.
A get was found in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to say funny enough. But Mashakod of Perakol Aget behold the Huchzuku, the Lo Shchichu Shayor, the Lo Chayshin. Why? Because the Zev Vadayovan. This guy lost a get. Who is Chayshin and Achar Gam Kino? Even if you know there's another Yosef and Shimon, you tell. But you found a wallet. Identification card, Yosef and Shimon, and you know there's a Yosef and Shimon that lost the wallet because he advertised Yosef and Shimon, and there he gave his last name, Yosef and Shimon Smithinson, who added the paper that he lost the wallet. You found the wallet and said on it, Yosef and Shimon. So you can give it back to Yosef and Shimon Smithinson, even if you know that there's another Yosef and Shimon in the town. Because that could taste like I lost the wallet. That's what Tosfos says. But if it was Nishayoros Mitzuyas, then, I think the whole world into account. Him came, but according to that, every Moitse Aveda, the Mokum Shein Shayoros Mitzuyas, the guy, the Yodua, she said, Ovar Aveda, Nami Nebed Masirun, like, you don't need to don't need simanim. If you found a wallet, found a wallet, no simanim, no special simanim. It's a classic wallet. They sell it in the Sears Roebuck, I don't know, in Walmart. They sell this kind of wallet, no simanim. It's a regular Walmart wallet, right?
Why would you think that would also be?
So if you found it in a place that ain't Shayoris Matsuyas, then, and you know...
But that not the same, but
what?
Not comparable.
Wait, let's...
Oh, sorry, I'll say it. She
says, you know, and this guy put an ad in the paper that he lost a wallet. So it sounds like you'd give it back to him without any simonim at all. Could that be?
Why would we think that?
In the case we're worried about, the other
simonim. The place is where it's based. What?
In the case we're worried about, the guy has a name. It's a simonim. It's just there's another guy with the same name.
Right. Two people with the same name.
You know someone lost a wallet. You found a wallet.
You convert that to a get with a name on it, and you have a guy with that name who wants to get. It's a little different. If you found a wallet with a similar chain of muvak, then it would.
We're not talking about similar chain of muvak.
Taisu
says we're not counting the similar. If you find something, Taisu says. Even if it's Huchduk Shayyaz and Achimin and Vachay Shayyaz and Tsuyas, you're allowed to assume that the guy that lost again is the guy that lost again. The other guy didn't lose again. Why can't you say the same thing with a wallet? You're giving back the get, why can't you give back a wallet?
It's like saying that the odds of this happening are like one in a million, or one in a thousand. The odds of a year are basically whatever, one in you know, 50 or 100. Everybody has his wallet.
Came might say Aveda the Mokum Shain Shayoris Mitsuyas the Yadua Shazar Ovid Aveda. Why don't you say Mech take to someone else lost the wallet? Shain Shayoris Mitsuyas. So you know it's from this town, let's call it. So you know it's from this town. So why can't all you need to know is that this guy lost the wallet? Why would according to Taisus, why would you be chayshit that someone else lost the wallet? You don't say so. The name is not helping you, Lagabe. Why aren't you chayshit for 2 yaisim and shimon if it's uchsuku? Why? Because you know one of them lost again. Why aren't you chayshit? It says the name in it. It's true. But there's another yaisim and shimon. It's uchsuku. So the name now doesn't help you identify who lost again. Doesn't help you.
At all?
At all.
It down a little.
There's another one.
Narrows it down.
Okay, good. So why don't you not give it back? Because it might be the other guy. The Taisus says you can assume it's the guy that lost again. So then you can assume it always. Practice mindset. Assume that if you know of a guy that lost a wallet.
Tosis is holding that the name is not even a simon at that point.
The name is not a simon. Yeah, the name doesn't do you any good. The name doesn't do you any good.
So it's not a simon at all.
Not the guy with the other guy. His name knows the Yosef and Shimon. It's not a simon the guy with someone else named Yosef and Shimon.
Wallet.
And still you give it to this guy, because Tyson says, because you know this guy lost again. And you don't think the other one lost again. So, Frank the Schmeitzer, you could, then why don't you make that a universal rule? If you know, someone put an ear in the paper, I lost a wallet. I don't have a simon. I lost a wallet in this town. St. Shayar's Mitsuyas. I lost a wallet on Luz. And the guy found the wallet on Luz. According to this thesis, Frank Schmeitzer, you should give it back to him.
Yeah,
the next thing someone else lost the wallet. Let's see. Omnam kashli b'dimitoyzeh shesachayinu the MK Moshe Aveda from Bokum Chen Shayaris and Suyas, the Yadush, the Avad Aveda, Nami Name of the Machzirullah, and she said, Vade Yavad. You'll say, maybe Yenachanami. Ubatayz's Perak Bey is the Mitzvah, he's going to prove now that it's not true. He's going to say, maybe, if someone's going to say, maybe Yenachanami. He's going to prove it's not true. But in Taisa, very basic, but Mitzia, the Ramas will even let us see what is El Shacho. Right, it says, Motza Krichas Vishus Arabim, Ariel Shalom, Vishus Ayochan Noitul Machris. That's the Mishnah that every kid knows. Every kid in the world knows that Mishnah. Now, it's talking about, the Gemara says it has a Simen. And Vishus Ayochan Noitul Machris. When are you going to be Machris if there's no Simen? So it must be there's a simon. The Gemara says there's no simon, and your macher is the makom, where you found it. The makom is the simon. Rashi ship. Okay, that's what Rashi says. That's what it means, makom is the simon. My macher is makom, meaning you say where you lost it. The Rashi Shapir is the moitzi macher is makom, so yoyma masozi chavit the makom koini, yoyma chavit koini vi kocheno. Because if you announce I found something and someone says a wallet, that's not a simon. Answers. It says you don't give back the chafetz if someone just says what was lost. It's not because he's lying, but because someone else might have lost. We don't even know the chafetz now. We're not talking about a wallet. We're talking about someone like that. I lost the chafetz. So you, another person also lost the chafetz. No, Alach Ma'adrinon. You do give it back if you know it was if the guy said I lost a wallet, if he took out an air and I lost a wallet, then you could give it back to those places. But just to say that something was lost, so that doesn't work. So even if it's not Sayyaris Mitsuyas, right? You don't get it back. Okay, what's place of truth? You don't give it back. Wait, so you. But even if it's not Shayoris Matsuyas, you don't give back the Aveda. Mashma the Chayshin and Afilu Mokum Shein Shayoris Mitzuyis and Loi Chilku B'Zeb Aveda. So you don't give it back to him. So the question is why? What? So why do you give back the get? What's with the get and a regular Shabbos Aveda? After the guy get you do a shenever I get v'mokum azev v'mokum achod loy chashina tzorchim b'chol zem.
The
kashim was Tosfos in one place. Tosfos says that if you know a Yosef and Shimon lost the get, then even if it's huchsavut shnei Yosef and Shimon, you can give him back the get. But in general aveda, you don't do that. You don't give back an aveda to someone just because you know that he lost an item, even if you know he lost a wallet. But he doesn't say any sim. You know he
lost,
like,
could have lost the wallet too.
What?
Yeah. Somebody else could have lost the wallet.
So what's the difference? Sometimes he really ends up with a cash.
I think we all have a problem with the cash. We're dealing with likelihood. What are the odds that after that one person with the same name lost the wallet?
There's literally one person and...
Yeah, and 1,000 people. Right. That's reasonable. reasonable to assume.
He says because it's Bamakam said.
You have 1,000 people, it's reasonable to assume two lost the wallet. When you have 2 people and 1 lost the wallet, what are the odds that the other guy also lost the wallet?
What does that mean?
No, that's a different terrace. The Efshar saying, the guy said where he lost it. It's also likelihood. And he's not the color with the mock guy and 1,000 guys. He's saying if you say the locale where it was lost, you narrow the unlikelihood, you narrow the probability. Okay. We'll stop here. Tomorrow night.